Sakta Mishnah Baitre, this is the last Mishnah in our Perek, Masechta Shabbos, Perek Beis, Mishnah Zayin. Shloish Advarim, there are three things. Tzarech Adam Loimer, that a person has to say, B'toich Beisai, in his home, Erev Shabbos, Im Chashecha, before it gets dark. He has to ask a question. Isartem, did you take off Maisris yet? You have to take off different types of maisris in order for the food to be able to be eaten. There's maiser rishain, which goes to the levy, that's 10%. The levy has to take off from his food a maiser that goes to the kayan. There's maiser sheni that you eat in Yerushalayim during some years. There's maiser ani. As we said before, you have to separate challah. So all of that is included in this question. Did you take off all the maisers? Because you can't do it on Shabbos. Araftem. Did you make the Erev yet? Now, when we say Erev, what do we think about? Most of us, when we say Erev, we think about, oh, the Erev around my colony, the Erev around my yard, right? The two poles and the string on top. Well, we refer to that as an Erev, but that's not what the Mishnah means. The Mishnah means two things, Eruve Techumen and Eruve Chatzeres. Let me explain what those two things mean. You know, if you live in a city, you can walk the entire city on Shabbos. But once you leave the city, you can only walk up until 2,000 amos. Then you have to stop. That's called the Tchum Shabbos. In the country, you have to be careful. If you're walking away from camp, and of course you can only walk away with permission, but even if you're walking with your counselor in a safe way, you can't walk more than 2,000 amos. Now you can walk 2,000 amos in one direction, you can go back to your camp and walk 2,000 amos in a different direction. So what happens if you're, let's say, in Camp Shloimi, and down the road in Camp Avrami, your Rebbe is there for Shabbos, and he's giving a shiur, and you want to hear that shiur. But it's more than 2,000 amos away. Is there something you can do? Yes. You can take food and place it in the middle, between the two camps, or at one point between the two camps. That's called an Erev Techumen. And you say, officially, this is where I live. So therefore, technically, you can walk 2,000 amos in either direction from where your food is, which means you can now walk from your Camp Shloimi to Camp Avrami. That's called an Erev Techumen. Another type of Erev is called Eruve Chatzeres. A chatzer means a courtyard. Eruve Chatzeres means the mixing of the courtyards. Now remember what we learned in the first Mishnah? In the very first Mishnah we learned that you can have a huge camp that's 6 miles long, full of houses, surrounded by walls, and you can carry from one side to the other. But Chazal were scared that because that looks like a Rosh Hasharav, and if I carry here, somebody else is going to carry on the street. So they made a takan. In order to be able to carry, you have to do what's called Eruve Chatzeres. Eruve Chatzeres is very simple. It means everyone has to jointly own some food together, and it's in one of the houses. So sometimes, let's say you're in a bungalow colony, and let's say someone comes to your father, he's holding a box of matzahs, and he says, can you please take this on behalf of everyone? That would be an Eruve Chatzeres. Everyone now owns the box of matzahs together. And that allows us to be able to carry. We're going to realize now we can only carry because it's a Rishus HaYachid. So this can't be done on Shabbos. And therefore we ask, before Shabbos, Eraftem, did you do the Erev? And the third thing is, Hadliku as HaNer. Now here it's not a question, because you can see whether the Ner was lit or not. This is more of a statement. Hadliku es haner. Did you light the candle? Did you light the lamp? Now, all these three things have to be said in a very calm and nice way, because if you say it in a calm and nice way, says the Gemara, people will listen. In other words, you're not supposed to say, get out there, miser, right now! Do that, Erev! Why isn't the nail it yet? No. You're supposed to say, okay, hurry, it's time to take off Maisris. Let's go, let's do it. Let's make the Erev. We have to light the Ner. Can you show me where there's a remez in the Mishnah, in one of the words, one of the words in the Mishnah, that indicates to us that when you say it, you're supposed to say it softly and nicely, the way Yid is supposed to talk? Says the Tveris Yisrael, Shloisha Dvarim Tzarech Adam Lohimer, there are three things a person has to say, B'toich Beisai, in his house, meaning to say, you say it nicely and gently, not that the people outside can hear you screaming, but that you say it quietly. Weiter sagt der Mishnah, Safik Hashecha. Let's say I'm not sure whether it's dark or not. Safik Ein Hashecha. Maybe it is dark, maybe it's not dark. This period of time is called Bein Hashmashais. There are different opinions when the day ends and the night begins. There's also a time period, according to everyone, which is called Bein Hashmashais. We're not sure. It may still be Friday, or it may already be Shabbos. So it's a Safik. During this time period, where it may or it may not be Shabbos, the halacha is as follows. Ein me'asrin, it's too late to take off ma'asrin. You can't take off ma'asrin as avadeh, from something that for sure you have to take off ma'asrin from. If I have food that I know for sure no ma'asrin were taken from it, and you have to take it, it's too late. Furthermore, the ein makbilin as a kelim. Now why would I immerse kelim into a mikveh? For one of two reasons. Either it was tamei, and I want to purify it. Another reason, which is a totally different din, is when you buy a keli from someone who's not Jewish, you have to first tevel it in a mikvah. Both of these cannot be done on Shabbos, because it's like creating a new keli. Till now I couldn't use it. Now I can use it. So therefore, once it's for sure Shabbos, it's too late. Ve'ein matbilin es hakelim. You cannot be tevel any of the kelim. The aim at leaking is a neiros. For sure, you can't light any neiros. Then why would the mission even have to tell me this? I mean, taking off maizrus or tovel and kalem is midrabana, but lighting a neiros is an iser deraisa. So the Batanur explains that you can't even tell a non-Jew to light it for you already. Avul, what you could do, because it's bein hashmashai, so we're not for sure that it's Shabbos, is maizun, you can take off maizrus as hadamai. From Demai. Demai means pears that were purchased from an Amma Aretz. And we're not sure whether he took off Maestros or not. We think he did, but we're not 100% sure. So it's just to be safe, we take off again certain Maestros. So that you can do Bein Hashmashais in this time period that may or may not be Shabbos. Umi Arvin, you can still do an Eruvei Chetzeres, because that's just a Chumra. Really, if it's surrounded by a mechitza, or a tzuras ha-pesach, or a wall, you're allowed to carry there. Chazal just made an extra safeguard, a ruvi chetzeres, so if it's not for sure Shabbos yet, you can do it. You can't do an eruvi techum in Bein HaShemashes, because that's considered more serious. Being that some hold that chum Shabbos is an isur min ha-Torah, at least there's a remez in the pasuk for it. So if you didn't put down that piece of bread yet between Camp Shloimi and Camp Avrami, it's too late, even if it's not for sure Shabbos. And the third thing that you can do, Bein Hashmashais, in this time period, is V'taimnen Esachamen. Literally, you can hide the hot food. Who am I hiding it from? The answer is, I'm not hiding it from anybody. What it means is, I'm completely covering it. That's why Chazal referred to it as Atmana. I want to completely cover the food on all six sides, all four sides, top and the bottom, to keep it warm. Now, the halacha is that if I'm covering it with something, a type of material which is not going to make it hotter, it's just going to keep the heat, you're allowed to do it Erev Shabbos. Not allowed to do it on Shabbos, you're allowed to do it Erev Shabbos. On Shabbos, Chazal did not want us to do it, for reasons we're going to explain later, B'ez Hashem, when we learn that Perek. But if it's Bein HaShemashos, and we're not sure yet that it's Shabbos, so you can still do Hatmana, and that means to insulate the hot food.